This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live worldwide. There's the headline on DrudgeReport.com. You've got Nat Silver, says 86% Dems take the House. Where did I hear that before? I remember 2 weeks before the election, 2 years ago, or 21 months and 2 weeks ago, that they said that it was absolutely impossible that Hillary could lose. They pre-printed Newsweek, Madam President. It was a 98, 97% chance that she was going to be the president. Remember all those New York Times headlines? It was 98% about a month before, and then it was like 97% about a week before, and then it was 86%, you know, the day of, and then that night, right before they announced that Trump had won, it went to 50-50. Just type into a search engine and click images is how you'll find this, because they've tried to hide it. Hillary Clinton has a 90% chance to win. Yeah, that's some other birdcage lining media. Don't just type into a search engine. New York Times, Hillary has 97% chance of winning. Just NYC or NYT, Hillary has a 97% chance to win as a number. And then you hit images and you will see, this is on the front page of the New York Times. And my wife on her iPad every morning would be eating breakfast with me, and she likes the New York Times. She doesn't like their politics, but, you know, she likes to read it because, you know, some of their articles are good. But it's not political. And she'd say, honey, you say Trump's going to win, but look, 97%. They had it right on their front page. And our analytics and our scientific system shows us. And I said, honey, a big corrupt kingpin named Carlos Slim owns it. And he's always saying whatever he wants to say through the paper he owns. It's a total fraud. The New York Times is the definition of deceit and evil. And I said, you watch Trump win. And then she saw Trump win. But everyone remembers that, you know, they tried to memory hole it. I'll find it during the next break. But they were everywhere saying that. You know, there's a New York Times saying 85%. And there's another one saying 93%. But I remember for months, it said 97 or 98, and we did whole shows on it. You can't go to my Twitter where we tweeted it out because that's all deleted. And can't go to my YouTube where it said that's all deleted. And that's why they want us deleted, not because we're wrong, but because we're right. And they don't want people to remember what we said and remember what we did. Yeah, there's one on the London Independent. Survey finds, print me that one, please. Hillary Clinton has more than 99% chance of winning election over Donald Trump. That's the Princeton Election Constitutorium found that Ms. Clinton has a projected 312 electoral votes across the country, and only 270 are needed to win, and so she has a 99% chance of winning. So I remember the New York Times saying 98, but I guess at one point other groups were saying 99. The point is, you all remember. You have that thing called a memory. Remember back when the Internet was still free in Europe 5 years ago and they got rid of it? Now they're getting rid of it here? See, it's happening to you right now. You're having your birthright stolen. And because these dictators know you're awake, they're trying to take it all from you. Straight ahead. Now, when we come back, Ricky Berwick, on Twitter for now at Ricky Berwick, and on YouTube at Ricky Berwick, he's coming up. Straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Will the censors eternally eat out his liver as well?
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
They don't want to shut down America because it's a loser. They want to shut it down because the system is a winner and defeats all the other authoritarian models. That's why it's got to be overtaken and destroyed. They don't want to get me off the air because I'm a loser. They want to get me off the air because I'm a winner. And I sat there live watching in Houston yesterday when Eric Trump's wife, Laura Trump, broke it all down. Here it is.
It must be the magic wand, right? He must have the magic wand we heard about before. I think that's it. You know, I want you to keep something in mind. I know we all see the negative press out there. We all see everybody throwing stuff at Donald Trump. But I've got something I want you to keep in mind. They won't try and stop a loser, ladies and gentlemen, but they will try and stop a winner, and Donald Trump is winning for this country again.
See, people say, Alex, how are you taking it, getting censored, getting attacked? I was there yesterday, first Trump rally I've gone to because I don't want to cause a disturbance. 90% of the people were rabid supporters. God bless you. It was amazing. Some clips are coming up of that at the end of the hour, and we'll post them in HD at InfoWars.com. Only place you can see them. They're banned everywhere else because they don't try to stop a loser. They try to stop a winner. We're going to our amazing guest here in a moment. But where did I hear of magic wands before, and they hate us rubbing this in? Here it is.
Some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is, he doesn't have an answer.
So he said, I'm not going to advertise for that guy. Well, now, 2.5 years later, the circle is now complete. Because Trump says, I'm not going to advertise for him and say his name. But I do have a magic wand. No, it's called Americana. China's had 10% growth rates. We used to have those. They killed it. They did it on purpose. They told a bunch of bleeding heart Americans, oh, you got half the wealth, you're 4% of the population. Share it with the world. They meant multinational corporations that don't pay taxes, who then create poverty to control people. So here's President Trump knocking it out of the park last night.
In less than 2 years' time, we have created over 4.2 million new jobs and lifted over 4 million Americans off of food stamps. They said that was impossible. We've added 600,000 new manufacturing jobs. Remember, the previous administration, I won't be specific, but let's say the head of the previous administration. Does anybody know who I'm talking about? Remember, he said, you can't have manufacturing jobs in this country. You need a magic wand. Remember the famous? Well, I guess we found the magic wand. Best jobs ever.
It's called called Goodwill, Common Sense. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. Obama had less than 1,000 people at his rally. Trump, 20,000 inside, 50, 60, 70,000 outside. I was there. People came and hung on an hour, they left. Is Drudge bad to have the headline up from a major polling company saying 87% chance that Democrats retake House? No, because that's what the left's putting out, and that's who they're polling, and they could win if you don't go out to the polls. 86%. But it's pure balderdash. It's like the New York Times saying 98% chance Hillary would win. It was bull. Now, joining us for the hour, riding shotgun, I want to come back on. Ricky Berwick is really interesting and really entertaining and really funny. Very passionate fellow. He's a 26-year-old from Ontario, Canada. He is a social media personality, internet entertainer, best known for his video skits and commentary on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. With 1.2 million YouTube subscribers, he described himself as your not-so-normal video entertainer. And he's YouTube at Ricky Berwick, Twitter at Ricky Berwick. And what he really has also is courage because, they tell you, well, you come on Alex Jones, we're going to ban you too. Of course, then nobody gets together. We're all divided, and then they ban everybody in the end. So it's hanging together, hangs separate. So, Ricky, thank you for joining us today.
No problem. What's up?
It's good to have you here. You know, first thing I saw like a year and a half ago was you got mad about CNN bullying people at their houses, saying they're Russian agents and doxing people. But CNN brags, I've been taken off the internet for bullying people, but they can't show any examples.
Well, the thing is, you're just loud and crazy, and people hate loud and crazy, apparently. So you just got to be careful on how you talk, you know? Even I have to be careful. I put a cookie on my ass, and they almost banned me for that. You think that's right?
No, I don't think that's right, but I definitely don't want to go to that visual. So you're very popular, and I've seen a lot of your videos. How would you describe yourself? Just a free speech guy?
Free speech. Memer. I like memes. Like a lot. I have fun, you know? Just like you like that. We're all having fun on the internet, right? That's what we're all about.
Why do you think there's been such a purge of free speech in the last few months?
A lot of social justice warriors. A lot of them recently. I think since the internet gotten so big, a lot of people have now had tablets, and there's a lot of... We gotta stand our ground. That's what we gotta do.
Ricky, we do need to do that. And you're a very interesting fella, but we're on hundreds of TV and radio stations, and we're delaying when you're using non-King's English. So just do me a big favor, and because it's hard for us to delay that.
Of course. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Or we'll just chop out 10-second pieces of you, and then it doesn't make sense. And believe me, they can promote NAMBLA on HBO as a good thing and have guys drooling over five-year-old girls. They don't see that as obscene. But if you use non-King's English, Saxon, it's a bad thing. So I'm not a Pharisee. I don't think it's bad that you're doing that. It just shows the world we live in of censorship. Where do you think this is all going? Do you think the establishment, the SJWs, have jumped the shark with their censorship, or do you think they're going to be victorious?
I don't like to look at it like that. I think just a lot of people just have tablets now, and they just need to be destroyed. Not destroyed, but, taken away from the internet.
Well, I just don't get the dishonorableness of... Even though I hate CNN and they tried to ban me everywhere, I don't go lobbying to have them banned. I mean, at a certain point, they become a clear and present danger when they organize against me to silence me. Now they're in the column of a real enemy.
Well, maybe you should fight back. Have you tried fighting back?
Well, let me ask you this. Yeah, I got in the face of that Darcy fella. Whatever his name is, he's not the Twitter head, Jack Dorsey, Oliver Darcy. And they said, well, he's a public figure in public. And I said, how dare you be a modern book burner? So I was fully banned for talking to a full-grown man. And he was all over the news. He broke that I was banned on the other Twitter pages yesterday. He was very proud of that. I mean, he's so dishonorable that I don't even know how to describe him.
Wow. Twitter, you're not the only one that Twitter bans. Twitter bans a lot of people for the littlest things. Like, a friend could be joking around with another friend saying, you're this and that, and bam, you're banned. So, I don't think it's Twitter themselves that are doing it. I think it's their system that they have in place that automatically bans you for the littlest thing.
You're talking about the algorithm. Well, when we come back, let's talk about that, because David Knight was banned, and he's a very genteel fella, because he read a satire piece. In fact, you guys print me that, saying that Hillary was 50% reptilian DNA. And he said, this is satire, and read the article and was banned. And they said in the news that we believe reptoids are real. So they defame us. We're reading someone else's report. We say it's satire, and they ban us for saying Hillary's a reptile.
You see, if I ever want to say something on Twitter or any social media, I don't do it over text. I use your video feature and say what I want to say on there. That way, I don't get in trouble by their systems.
That's right. When people put out videos of this show, don't call it Alex Jones. Call it Trump's a Devil or I Love Kitty Cats. We'll be back.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNLive.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
So Ricky Berwick's a character. I thought we'd get him on to get his take on the world and where he sees things going. But if you pull back from this, when I go out to these Democrat events, one they had a few weeks ago in Austin titled The Rhetoric of Donald Trump and Alex Jones, it's about me. They're lying about me. I walk up and they're lying about me. They've got Congress shut down the main road. And they have the police take me away and kick me out of it. Because they're going to lie about me and then not let me respond. When I started saying America's back, you're not going to stop America, they literally began cussing and screaming and howling. Same thing happened yesterday in Houston with the 15 anti-Trump demonstrators with their little blow-up doll of the president. We got some B-roll of that if you guys want to roll it. And they got so angry. So, Ricky, I've got a lot of questions about what your pet peeves are and, you know, things you think. What you think of Elizabeth Warren, what you think of, you know, just the general situation in this country. But what do you make of just what I see, the incredible authoritarianism of the left, and how, maybe you disagree with me, tell me if you do, they literally, their religion is hating the country they live in that isn't that bad of a country. I mean, what are your thoughts on that general discussion?
I believe I'm a people guy. I believe anyone can change. And right now, with Trump being president, I think everyone's going a bit too crazy right now. And they just need to tone it down and look out the outside. Take a hammer. Smash your feelings and just look at yourself and say, man, am I going way too crazy over these politics? Should I maybe enjoy my life a little more? Should I be like Ricky Berwick and just roll with it?
So how did you get involved on YouTube? I mean, how did you get involved in politics?
I only get involved in politics if I see something that's really, really dumb. Like, are you familiar with the NPC meme?
Oh, absolutely.
What do you think about that?
I love it. I mean, I think it shows like THX1138, 1984, the Apple ad of like these gray faces, gray uniforms, really the archetypal image of conformity.
I'm the complete opposite. I just see a great meme that a 16-year-old made over Photoshop or MS Paint, post it online, and everyone's getting triggered over it. It's hilarious. It's really funny to me. See, I'm not really a politics guy, but I enjoy a great meme when I see one.
Sure, but you understand why it triggers the left so much is because it is the archetype of the conformist mind slave.
That's what they think?
That's well, yeah, I mean, you've seen the 1984 Apple ad that's the most famous out there in history, and it's literally NPC memes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's just a commercial, but I don't think it's an NPC
No, I know,
meme.
But I mean, it's the exact, I mean, you know about THX1138, all that. I mean, the archetype is shaved heads, gray uniforms, gray skin. That's the archetype of kind of a suboid slave class.
Mm-hmm. But I really don't think that NPC was made to be like that until someone pointed that out and everyone started to...
Oh, I agree that NPC just fits into that. So that, don't, I mean, I agree with you. So why do you think it triggers the left so much? And the New York Times preface was like, thank God Twitter's banning anyone using it. It's so hateful.
Because people just want a reason to complain about something.
Well, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of NPC?
All right, so it's a great meme. I did a video of it myself.
But where do you think it's going to go then?
I think it's going to die in like a month. Like every meme.
Now, I have been kind of the eternal meme.
Mm-hmm. Well, please, do tell.
Well, no. I mean, until I said about a year ago, I love the memes. It's helped us get bigger. Then the globalists started, like, stopping Super Deluxe and their own organs at Time Warner making me memes. They thought, because kids were laughing at me, that was like being laughed at was hurting me because they're all stuck-up globalist skeksis. I was loving it. So I'm still getting memed a lot, but I love it. They didn't know that it was helping me because they take themselves so serious.
You should do a lot more of your... Crazy self, dude. It's really great. I do it all the time on my YouTube. Yes, you do get haters, but your fans overtake the haters, and pretty soon you have an army of fans.
But, I mean, as long in the huge competition for eyeballs, if people laugh at you, well, how does it hurt you if it gets them to tune into the serious show? I love it.
I know. What do you think of Pepe meme? The Pepe meme.
I mean, the guy that supposedly created it told the Daily Dot, all his publications, use it, I want you to use it, inferred license, all this stuff. I thought it was kind of overblown. I think NPC is better. And then some guy said, oh, sell a poster I made. We sold, like, hardly any. Then I get sued by the same dude saying, use my meme, it's fair use. People say, well, then why are you countersuing him, even though there's no money involved? Because it's BS. To A, say I'm a white supremacist because I put a poster out with it, or to say it's white supremacist and then say you can use it and then sue you when you use it.
Ridiculous. Really ridiculous.
Yeah, but the Democratic Party's funding the lawsuit, so they're not too happy now that I'm fighting with them. I mean, at a certain point, I'm like, okay, sue me. I'm going to countersue you.
If I ever got sued for anything, I think I would just... laugh it off.
Well, you know, no. Usually, it's literally just they think it makes you lose sleep, and then as soon as you start fighting it, it takes money. Then they crap their pants because they always they'll put a lawsuit out and just make up the craziest crap. Because you know, defamation is protected in a suit, so someone can say things in a suit that's totally not true, and then the news runs with it. So that's really, it's a new form of publishing. The news knows that no one believes them, mainstream news. So now they'll just finance somebody to sue you so they can put lies in it. You understand?
It's all, to me, it's crazy.
Tell me about that hound dog that's over there in the corner of your room.
A hound dog? That's a piggy bank.
What's its name?
It has no name. It's been there for, like, maybe 5 years now, just there, collects dust. But you can ask me about my hammer.
Yeah, you have the hammer a lot.
Yeah, I do have the hammer. I like to smash things a lot to get my anger out on things. Like, so social justice warriors, pretend this Reese's Pieces is a social justice warrior, and they're talking about maybe ending your show, right? You just take your hammer, and you tell them to shut up! Shut up! And I shut them up, pretty much.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with our guest, Ricky Merwick. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. We're in a fight with internal forces, fighting by the Chi-Coms and the big banks. Wow, think about that. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. but instead they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. Biotrue selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself on a water filter. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months, a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Store X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns, the constant, explode into space.
Listen, there is a ton of HD video that we're going to upload the next hour at InfoWars.com. Yeah, our live feeds got cut, 18 Twitter accounts destroyed. They didn't want you to see us interacting with the great folks last night at the Trump rally in Houston. But it takes time to then download the HD, to upload it, to get it out there. But it's all going up on InfoWars.com in the next few hours. But before we go back to our guest, here's a few minutes of just one of the shirt vendors I talked to who was super articulate about Trump and why he supports Trump. And then I'll ask our guest, Ricky Berwick, about what he thinks about Trump, where he thinks that phenomenon is going. But here it is from last night in Houston.
Tell us why you're out here.
Well, I'm out here to support Trump, our president, one of the greatest presidents of this millennium, of the century. I mean, he's making stuff happen.
Let me ask you
this question. In 2 years, he's doing what presidents for the last 20 years have been promising.
Why do you think he's delivering and the others couldn't, whether it was Bush or Obama?
Oh, because he's not going to be led astray. He's not going to let the media tell him what to do. He's not going to let Hollywood tell him what to do. And he's not going to let these politicians, actually. The politicians, they have to get on board. That's why Cruz is here. Cruz cannot get this type of energy behind him.
You're on fire. You tell folks right now what's going on.
Cruz cannot get this type of energy behind him. I mean, yesterday I think Cruz might have had a couple hundred people. Don's got 20-something thousand people, all right? So,
and 80,000 turned away.
Hello, baby. All right? And everybody wants to go see him. They don't have places
big
enough.
Oh, look at that. You got the signature right there. Any one of those hats.
Baby, huh? Hey, they don't have places big enough to hold the people that want to support him. You know? They really don't.
Is that why the establishment's so scared of him?
Oh, they're really scared of him.
I hate to compare it to Martin Luther King, but it is that same energy. They're really
hurting. Yeah, definitely. Everybody's wrong. Listen, there's Latinos, there's Arabic people in there, there's Pakistani people in there, there's whites, there's blacks. I mean, it's a melting pot of America.
By the way, I was about to say, I go to leftist things to cover them, and I'm not being mean to white people. It's almost all crazy white people look like they escaped from a mental institution. Right. I go to Trump rallies, you see more black folks than anywhere else.
It's amazing. This is what I do for a living. I travel around and follow the Trumpster at all of his rallies. All of his rallies, and the energy is great. Hey, this guy brings together people that hate him. They still want to come around and be around the Trumpster. Okay?
It's like you said, it's the energy. When I talk to Trump privately, he talks about it on air now, but that was the first time that Trump's all about energy.
Right.
He literally talks about, did you feel the energy RNC in Cleveland. Did you feel the energy inauguration? Or he told me, oh, I love the churches. Feel the energy in those black churches. He thought just saying that on TV.
He knows how to use that.
He said it to me. He feels the energy.
He knows how to use that, really. He can take negative and positive, like yin-yang, and turn it into a big ball, and that's the train, baby. Okay? I'm going to tell you right now.
So how does he do it? What's the secret?
I don't know. I mean, if we knew it, heck, we all could do it. Nobody can do this. Guy's a Teflon Don. Nobody can do what he does, really. I mean, look at this. Every single week, a couple days ago, where was he at? In Nevada somewhere. Then he was in Arizona, Mesa, Arizona. I mean, they just follow him. They want to be a part of history.
And everything he's done so far, he's succeeded. And I know people that knew his dad and people that I can tell you, he's been planning this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When Ronald Reagan met him, he said, I think chess I just player. Met the next president.
Master chess player. That's what he is. Master chess player. I mean, he's got the pieces already. I think most of the stuff he's already done put in place is he's just doing it now.
The full video is up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We're going back to Ricky Berwick, who is hammering. And I remember this Lawrence O'Donnell little piece we did where he's like, stop the hammering. Is Lawrence O'Donnell talking about you, Ricky?
Well, and Josh Earnest, thank you both for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it. Coming up, is Donald Trump going to be called to testify to Congress? Michael Iskoff has the latest on that.
Go up there and stop the hammering. Stop the hammering!
Sorry, that's the unedited one. I apologize to stations. That's not an FCC violation, but we try not to air that on purpose. We'll find the edited one. I guess I rushed him to do that. Are you the one that Lawrence O'Donnell's upset about?
I think so. I think he's seen too much of my videos, and he's sick of me. I'm sick of me.
That hound dog kind of looks like Nancy Pelosi.
Why are you so in love with my hound dog? You want me to grab it?
I want you to kill it.
You want? Okay. One second.
I like dogs, but you know what? That one, that looks like Nancy Pelosi. So I want you to kill it.
You want me to kill it?
Well, I want you to kill Nancy Pelosi. No, don't do it. Ah! Don't do it. I was just joking. That doesn't look like Pelosi. It's too cute. What are some of those demon creatures back there? You got some demon creatures back there on your cabinet. Which one of those looks more like Pelosi?
Demon creatures. You want to see a demon creature? One second. I'll show you a demon creature.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is number one censored broadcast in the world for this reason right now. Okay, so who is that?
Yeah, demon creature right here.
Who is that? Is that Jack Dorsey?
Do you want to be?
I want you to tell Jack Dorsey to stop being a simpering, censoring monster. Tell him.
Stop being a censoring monster.
There you go. Exactly. Now we're talking. Now have the hound dog piss on him.
Hound dog's dead. And the
Hey, since we're in the spirit of a little bit of comedy here, my friend, let me play this video. Did you know I interviewed Beto yesterday?
Did you?
Yeah, the media made a big deal about it, but this is the HD we're about to premiere. This is shock video. Alex Jones interviews Beto O'Rourke. Here it is.
Where are you going? Dude, he's leaving. Dude, it's Beto. It's Beto. Hey, brother, how you doing? It's Pete Beto. Beto O'Rourke, he's right here. Jesus, be at the interview. Beto, why did you say that you want to ban all semi-automatics in Texas? Why did you say your mother was a Republican? She wasn't. Why did you do a drunken hit and run?
People take themselves a little too serious.
Beto.
Horseman or...
Beto, you're just like Senator Marco Rubio. You won't talk to me. Why won't Beto O'Rourke? What's his real name? Maybe he'll call it that.
I do look totally
What's
insane.
What's his first name?
My hair cut short, don't I?
Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke. Talk to me. Treat me like a human.
The cops coming over like, what in the hell?
Ladies and gentlemen, that could not be our next senator from Texas. Go to hell, Beto.
So there you go. Fake Mexican 100% Pendejo. That's the T-shirts. So there you go. What do you make of that, Ricky Berwick? I interviewed Beto. Pretty big interview, huh?
Did it smell?
Not really. It was horse manure. I didn't get too close. It was just a stupid gag I did. The media went crazy and said, Jones talks to poop.
You are the walking version of me. If you put on glasses, I think we look alike.
I think we do look a lot alike. You know, maybe you're from another dimension, like you're from me from the future.
You believe in the dimensions?
I believe that Hillary is the sexiest woman I've ever seen.
I think Trump is a lot sexier.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're going to get in trouble with Twitter and YouTube if you talk about how you have a...
My fans already know I love Trump. I did a ton of videos about Trump.
All right, we're going to break then. Because it is good with the invasion force marching forward and world government, the Chi-Coms working with Canada against the United States. Have a little fun here, folks. We'll talk about why he likes Trump with Ricky Berwick on the other side. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. And where we talk to Horsemaner, which is much better looking than Beto O'Rourke.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
RickyBerwick.com is a website. He's on Twitter. He's on YouTube. Millions and millions of subscribers. Funny guy, but he has the courage to say that he is a Trump supporter in a atmosphere where almost everybody's being deleted and taken down. And I get thinking, oh, we're private companies. Well, when they organize against certain points of view and then persecute people and are now purging thousands of accounts every few days saying it's spam, they don't even lie like they used to and say, you know, you violated this rule or that rule. It's very, 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 very dangerous. So, Ricky, why do you like Trump? Why do you support him?
I grew up watching his TV show, The Apprentice, and when he became president, well, when he was trying to become president, I thought it was just a big joke. Oh, he's just trying to get publicity. And then when it went on further, I was like, oh, he's serious. He wants to become president. I'm just like, this is going to be funny. This is going to be hilarious, because he's just a big old, he's a jolly old guy, and I'm surprised that a lot of people hate him for being president, and they think they know, like, his life and what he's trying to do for the United States. See, I'm Canadian, I don't get everything, why people are mad, but I guess I can understand why some people are mad. But at the same time, Trump's human. We're human. Everyone's human. We should get along with each other and respect each other. All right? And Trump, he has good hair. He tells some funny jokes once in a while. He goes over the top. Everyone goes over the top. I know you go over the top. I know she goes over the top. I know I go over the top. So why can't a president go over the top once in a while? Why does a president have to be serious all the time and talk business and politics? Why can't a president be fun and stop getting harassed?
Well, that's the thing. And they lie about what he said. And then he's just saying common sense things like, hey, free market works better. And it's okay to have our country. And, hey, we can't have people waving foreign flags saying they hate America and they're going to take it over.
People like to over-exaggerate things. I get over-exaggerated. And sometimes it's difficult online, you know? But you got to do what you got to do, you know? You got to keep moving forward.
Well, have you been censored for your Trump support?
I don't force on it. My content's not about forcing on one topic. I focus on a lot of topics, on a lot of jokes. I create controversial people. I like to create into a meme, pretty much. So I don't go off and say, oh, you hate Trump? You should love Trump! Screw you if you don't love Trump, you know? I don't go off and say that. I try to show Trump as a funny and memeable guy. Everyone can be memeable, alright? Everyone can be funny, except for the people that murder people. Those people can go in jail.
What do you think the number one meme in history is?
The number one meme in history? Come on. Right here, baby.
Really, you think so?
Right? Yeah. What do you think is the number one meme?
I don't know. I'm asking the question. Well, what is a meme? Because I had a judge a few weeks ago look me in the eyes and say, Mr. Jones, what is a meme? How would you describe a meme?
A meme can just be anything that's funny to you that goes viral, pretty much.
Exactly. And it's some image or something that other people pick up and riff on who make more jokes out of, and it kind of goes through permutations.
Depends on what you make a meme out of. I know making a president meme or a terrorist meme can end up getting you in trouble, banned, in jail. So I try.
What do you make of the EU trying to ban them? In Mexico, it's like saying trying to ban graffiti. It's like saying people making jokes or people communicating is banned. What do you make of that whole move?
I'm glad I'm not in the EU because I'd be in jail in just a hot second there.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying is it's the left that's doing this who always claimed they were these bastions of free speech. Why do you think the left?
I don't believe in the left or the right. I believe in crazy people. They're crazy people. Crazy people that need to go in retirement homes.
No, I know. But here's the deal. I'm a guy that said left-right paradigm, and I get it before the Republicans and Democrats were both controlled, but I get the left-hand path, the right-hand path. Right now, the controlled corporate media, the left, the universities, and big multinational governments, the EU and the Chi-Coms in Hollywood, are ganged up to shut down Christians, conservatives, nationalists, and others. We're under attack. They've organized. They're now authoritarians. So I'm saying, I mean, that's who's leading it is the Kuckelbergs of the world. What do we do about that, or do you disagree?
We fight back.
I just love how 3 months ago they were denying it was censorship, and now they brag about it. I mean, and then now, I'm sure you saw the New York Times breathlessly was like, thank God Twitter's banning people's accounts permanently that share the racist MPC. So they could call anything racist and then ban it. I mean, this is major publications literally fawning at the altar of censorship. They're not just censoring, they're like broadcasting it like it's the new ultimate virtue.
Internet censorship needs to be stopped. They need to leave the internet alone. The internet is fine where it's at right now. If they censor even more, I'm canceling my internet service.
Well, you know, one of the major inventors of the internet is coming out with a system that basically, look, 15 years ago, 95% of the internet was small websites. Now 95% is the big social networks. They took the web over. They got us on it to give all our energy and time and content to them, and now they're cheating.
Cheaters. Cheat codes.
Well, you know, Google and Facebook and Twitter give the control left the cheat codes. They broadcast their tweets. They magnify, they amplify their crap. And I just think it's insane that they've gone this far. I wonder how far they're going to go.
Until they get complete control. Like the radio. The radio used to be like the internet back in the day. And then the government got control of that. And now it's censored. Now they're trying to do the same thing with the internet.
And I guess if we let it, we deserve it. You know, and the Republicans, they're letting the Democrats censor. You know, they act like they're against it. And Ted Cruz has talked about it and Trump's talked about it. But, you know, right now, I know for a fact, the head of the Trump campaign claims he's this big internet technologist guy. And he openly, literally just thinks it's funny what's happening to conservatives. And I think there's almost this sick thing, not by Trump, but by some of the Republicans around him, that, oh, well, all the other Republicans get censored out. We're the only ones that have voices, and so that makes our voices even more powerful. No, it doesn't. We launched the operating system of the American reboot. Trump has adopted it. It's working really well. And then you get into some type of cock-blocking operation with these old Republican blue bloods and people who are just having fun hopping around on stages in front of people. They don't realize how deadly serious this war is.
Deadly. That's why you just gotta grab your hammer and fight back.
So you like that hammer, huh?
Oh, I love the hammer.
Did we ever find the video with Lawrence O'Donnell and the hammering? Here, let's go out to break with that with our amazing guest, Ricky Berwick. He's at rickyberwick.com. Here is Stop the Hammering.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it?
We did it again. Hey, that's great. I don't ever want to air this again. I have a new rule. We mess up, and I love it. I'm not mad at the crew. I love it. I want this pulled out of rotation, and I want it gone. Because we make all these incredible videos, and then they air a couple times, and then they phantom zone. And then, hell, YouTube already phantom zoned us. And then, if we want to have a clip, we can't get it. And so, I have a new rule. No more memes, no more videos, no more promos, and I mean this, we'll air here on this show. They're going to stack up. It's going to be cool. Until we have a system, because we have made thousands of incredible things. Some of them never air. And then, once I go looking for them, they're never found again, which is okay. But that's why we're doing something experimental and different here. Ricky Berwick, we really appreciate your support of free speech, and we salute you, and we thank you, my friend. And God bless you. We look forward to speaking to you again in the near future. Thank you.
Love you.
There he goes. Coming up, boy, we've got a big fourth hour for you today, I got to tell you. All right, you'll never see it here again. You'll never see it here again. It's a new rule. No more promos of any type.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.